It's a Tuesday. What do we do at this time? We always do the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And today for FHN, we head to the FHN Family Counseling Center. And joining us is Tashika Brooks. Hey, Tashika, good morning. Hello to you.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for being here, too. I understand, you know, going back to school can be fun, but again, it can be stressful, especially given the pandemic conditions this past year. So even though school isn't starting for another couple weeks, it's good to start preparing students now. Tashika, what are some of the things related to going back to school that creates stress in children and adolescents?
Well, that's a very broad question, but I think it just speaks to the point that every child is different. Getting used to yet another different schedule from summer going back into the school year, worrying about getting sick, getting vaccinations themselves when COVID-19 comes. What's stressful for some may not be stressful for others, but e-learning and friends are also included in that as well.
What about the stressors for parents of children going back to school?
I think some of it is the same. In-person classes can make parents worry about bullying, COVID, you know, not being able to afford cool clothes or school supplies, worrying about childcare before and after school.
What are some of the symptoms, Tashika, in terms of stress in children and adults, and are they different depending upon age?
They can be, I guess, I would say in severity or how they present. Someone that's 4 is going to be different than someone that's 14, but we all get a little fussy and irritable, sometimes. And so for the most part, it would look like not being able to sleep, you know, that might be 14 sleeping too much, for younger ones, not sleeping enough. Some psychosomatic symptoms, physical pains, complaining of tummy aches or headaches, things like that, short tempers.
You know, the problem last school year was that we weren't going to school. They were staying home. So that was a stress of not going to school. But now this year we're talking about, you know, trying to, relearn this year about going back to school. How can parents help reduce back to school stress for their kids?
Getting back into a routine. I would say I can't stress it enough. Getting enough sleep, getting good quality sleep, quality eating habits. Starting to talk about how school may still be somewhat different than it was last year and, you know, all subsequent years before that for some kiddos. Wearing masks, social distancing practices, kind of prepping kids for what can be expected, talking about school every day once it begins, just to kind of pace and see how things are going.
We're talking to Tashika Brooks, FHN Family Counseling Center, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and talking about going back to school now in advance of that happening this year. Tashika, I know that this is a common concern for many parents out there, that they're concerned that maybe their child or children have fallen behind at school due to the school challenges this past year during the pandemic. What is your thought to those parents? What do you tell them this morning?
I would say ensuring a quiet place to work without distraction, getting into a routine helps everyone, including time to do homework, make time to visit with teachers, tutors when appropriate, but also that studies are paced, you know, and not, you know, maxed out a whole night of cramming or studying too much, kind of, you know, pacing it, you know, an hour apart so that we have those mental breaks in between as well.
Well, you know, we've been talking about stress, but not all stress is bad stress. It is actually okay for kids to experience some stress, right?
Indeed. Some stress is good. You know, you can think of general excitement or the stress from focusing to get a particular task done is always a good challenge. So not all stress is bad stress. It's healthy to build up your endurance and discipline.
What about parents? You know, they can get overstressed as well. What about any tips to help reduce parental stress?
it's kind of the same, staying up to date on what's happening with the school, resources for your kid, getting into a routine, those sorts of things, but also the very, you know, mom, dad time, you know, separating that out. Self-care is really important.
And what should parents do? You know, some kids, you just can't control this issue, and it's really difficult. They just get too stressed out, and if they reach a potential breaking point, you're concerned about your kids, just the stress level too high. What's your advice to parents in that situation?
Just to be attentive to behaviors that become different, of course. Again, it's going to be different for kids that are in grade school opposed to high school, and some of those changes are regular developmental changes that occur as we begin to become more independent within ourselves. But anything that is out of the norm for your specific child, more withdrawn, more hyper, eating less or more, some of those sleep scheduling things would be important to check out. Cooling down sometimes, you know, just plopping down and having it, letting them have a moment is okay. You know, sometimes we need that moment.
And of course, you know, you come to us from the FHN Family Counseling Center. Talk about in terms of maybe the Family Counseling Center could be helpful as well. What's your thought there?
Well, working with a behavioral health professional is always good, just to have someone talk about what symptoms or experiences that might be stressful, and working through some, you know, solutions would always be helpful. We offer therapy here at FHN, Family Counseling Center. We can also be reached for an appointment at 815-599-7300. And we can also find information on our website, which is www.fhn.org.
All right, Tashika, great information. Thank you very much. It's a stressful time going back to school, but thanks for helping today. And we'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
Tashika Brooks, FHN Family Counseling Center here this morning. And that is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding sponsored, brought to you today by FHN.